Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reid Farran here with the defensive line coach, Tommy Brazier. Coach, welcome to Kansas City.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, describe the transition process for you.
Andy called me last December and wanted me to come finish the last four games, and I did, and I enjoyed it. And then he offered me a job here, and I accepted, and my wife and I are now in the process of making another move that we never thought we'd make again.
There's got to be something about Coach Reid that keeps you coming back.
I have a lot of confidence in Andy as a person and a coach. And I was with him at Philly when we turned that program around, and he knows how to do it. He's a great man. He's a dedicated coach, and he and I remained close even during the years when I was his consultant. I welcome the opportunity to work with him again.
32 years in coaching, where does the energy, the passion, where does that come from?
The passion started when I was just a young guy, when I decided early in my life that I wanted to be a coach. In the ninth grade, I believe it was. I've always seen myself as a coach even from that time. And even as I retired, it never leaves you, it's still in your blood. And I had a great time working with Andy and other coaches at Philly as a consultant. And then I got the opportunity to coach again, and I'm looking forward to it.
What's the prototypical defensive lineman look like?
It's getting bigger and bigger. When I came into the league, my first year in the NFL, 1982, my biggest player was 272. And so now 272 is a whole different thing. It's a linebacker. If you drew the perfect defensive end, for instance, you'd be talking about 6'5", 315, 320. Tackles, maybe a little shorter, 6'3", but still 330, 335.
Mack Lee Hill Award winner, Dontari Poe, evaluated.
Very unusual physical person. He's a big, big man who is very light on his feet, great balance, great agility, and a lot of instinct for the game of football.
A lot of challenges that coaches face, players face. You talk about the battle that you faced with cancer, and if I remember right, you're going through the chemo treatments. You're on the coaching sideline.
I discovered a lump behind my ear in training camp taking a shower, and I kind of watched it. It got bigger. I asked to have it looked at. It was a malignant tumor of the parotid gland, so we had that removed. And then I took 30 radiation treatments, and I got up every morning, drove down to the hospital, had the radiation, and went to work from there.
Overcoming that, how excited are you for 2013 and what the Chiefs can expect this season?
Well, I'm very excited to answer that question, but I think the Chiefs can expect to see an improvement. I know most of the guys that coached here last year. I know they're all good coaches, and we're just going to work as hard as we can to improve the personnel situation. When we do that, then the scoreboard should look better.